Happy holidays, everyone. Welcome back to another episode. This week is this week is Christmas week. We're going to be talking about our predictions for games and also our predictions for what the playoff pictures for each conference look like.
Yep, sounds fun. Sorry about last week too. We tried and we really did try. But yes. There was like a tornado watch, and so we couldn't film.
Yes.
It's too hard. All right, so here, I got the games pulled up yesterday. Jags beat Jets, and Zach Wilson got booed.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Zach Wilson's last chance to really show that he is the quarterback for the Jets, and like he just sold. And I think
his career's over.
Yeah, I think he's just going to be, like, a long-time backup quarterback from now on.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be, like, a Jacoby Brissett kind of guy.
Yeah, something like that. Like a Geno Smith kind of.
No.
You know.
Geno Smith.
Well, like, Geno Smith before.
Yeah, I know.
But the thing about the Jaguars the Jaguars, they're going to be good next year because they also have Calvin Ridley. Everybody forgot about that. But that was a trade that they made during the deadline to get Calvin Ridley. So next year they're going to be pretty good. All right, so first game up here, we got Falcons at Ravens. Ravens have been looking pretty inconsistent. You know, they have a good game, then they have a bad game. They've had a couple of bad games recently.
Yeah. So with Lamar Jackson being like a – isn't – so he's out this week against the Falcons, I believe.
Yeah.
And – Yes.
This might be tough, actually.
Yes, he is out against the Falcons. And I think Tyler Huntley is fine. He's fine as a quarterback. But
yeah.
I think that, honestly, I think it's going to be a close game. But I think that it's going to be a low-scoring game. But I think Baltimore's going to win.
I have the Falcons here, actually. I feel like Cordarrelle Patterson can, like, carry their offense really good. Especially since mm-hmm. the Ravens defense has been so – like, not good at all. I know that doesn't really make any sense.
I can see that.
Yeah. So, I'm gonna just take the Falcons here. Kind of an upset, but, you know, Lamar's not in, so that'll be tough for them. All right, Lions at Panthers. One team that's been on the rise, won six of their last seven games, is the Lions. Panthers, I haven't really kept track of them, so I don't know what they've been
doing. There's nothing to keep track of.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's just kind of – if you're a Panthers fan, I'm really sorry for you. Like,
loser.
I know. They're so bad.
Like, but they're just probably doing, like, a whole reset, you know,
yeah, I think
their
they're
going
to pull, like a 2020 Bengals kind of move where they could have won a couple more games, but they just, like
– they just blew it up.
They just didn't really try the next game so they could get a better
pick,
but
– yeah.
Yeah, they're not getting the first pick, sadly, for them.
Yeah, that's the Texans. They have an 87% chance to get the first overall pick, which is wild. Yeah, I'm going to have to go Lions here, too. They have on a roll. Looks like they might make the playoffs, so, you know.
Yeah, I think they will make the playoffs.
Lions fans should be happy right now. Okay.
Yeah, I'm almost positive they're going to make the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, you know, NFC East, you know. All right, next we got Seahawks at Chiefs. Seahawks, they've been kind of going down a little bit. I don't really know who they played last week or if they even did play. But I think I will go Chiefs here just because of, you know, the Chiefs' offensive firepower. They did have a scare last week against the Texans, but I do think they will be able to pull it out this game.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you there. I think the Chiefs, they have too good of an offense against the Seahawks. The Seahawks is an okay defense, but I think that the Chiefs will be playing a lot better. And also, Jerick McKinnon, he's been playing a lot better lately. He's just he was just kind of there in the first, like, 10, 11 weeks. And then after, I think, once he got to the Broncos game, it really the Broncos and the Texans game has been big. Two big games for him.
He's on my fantasy team right now. I picked him up by the free agency in my other league, and he was on my bench for both games. He had like 30 plus points each game.
Yeah.
And I was after the first game, I was skeptical if he was going to be able to do that again. But I'm starting him this time because it doesn't really matter. I didn't make the playoffs, so I'm still playing somehow. I don't really know why.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to like make everybody's chances go down. So making it worse for everybody else. But yeah, I was like shocked when that happened. All right, next we got Saints at Browns. Both teams have been very disappointing, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, the Browns have kind of had, like, an up-and-down season. Like, they're, like, you think they're going to have, like, a good game. Like, oh, like, this might be a good game. Like coming off of, like,
the Bengals.
Like, coming off of against the win against the Bengals. They're like, oh, nice. Yeah. We're going to do well. And then after that, just kind of like, oh, like,
yeah,
losing. Yeah. Like, we're not starting off good. Starting off the season 2-5, and then like, oh, 3-5, nope, 3-7, like,
yeah,
and then you win against the Bucks and the Texans, and then you
they're
lose
a really
Bengals.
Weird team because like, they're 6-8. I don't think they can even make the playoffs yet,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, they won't make the playoffs because they won't because they don't have a chance because the Ravens are in front of them, and the Ravens won't make the playoffs either, in my
opinion.
And
the AFC is so stacked right now, so yeah,
they're a pretty good AFC.
I think I will go Browns though. Honestly, because the Saints, I don't really know who they played last week. I could check. But I feel like the Browns will be able to, like, carry through Nick Chubb, and that will help them a lot.
Yeah.
The Browns played the Ravens last week, and they
and
beat the Ravens.
13-3, yeah.
Yep, 13-3. But, so, yeah, I feel like their defense will be able to hold out the Saints.
Yeah. I think that the Browns will also win. Another reason is because Chris Olave and Jarvis Landry are out against the Browns. So, I think that Chris Olave and Jarvis Landry are their two big receivers. Of course, Rashid Shaheed is super duper good. He's been a dark horse on their team, but
yeah,
I don't think he's going to be good enough to like help them
to hold off the Browns defense.
I think Nick Chubb will have a good game this week.
Because they have Denzel Ward in their defense too, which is tough for any cornerback or wide receiver. So next we got Texans at Titans. This is gonna be a not good game. I don't know what I was thinking real quick. Yeah, Texans pretty much just trying to get the first overall pick right now. This should be an easy win for the Titans.
Yeah, I don't really know because the Texans have almost won against the Cowboys and the Chiefs the past two games.
Yeah.
So I don't really know. I don't think they're actually, like, sleeping. I think they're actually going to try against the Titans. And yeah. I will say, I think that if the Titans lose this game, they will the Titans will not make it into the playoffs, and Jacksonville will take their spot. Because, Jacksonville's 7-8, and the Titans are 7-7. Texans, if the Titans lose to the Texans, they'll also be 7-8. And in the last week, the Titans are playing Jacksonville. And Jacksonville already has the advantage because they've already beaten the Titans. So, if they've beaten three times, they're in the playoffs.
Yeah. So, I've noticed this, like, off of our this podcast or whatever. I don't like the Titans. I don't think they're good.
Yes.
But you really don't like them. I feel like every week you, like, pick against them. I mean, and you're not wrong, honestly. Because they are not good and not really like them either.
Yeah, like you said, this used to be the case, but they're like the worst best team. Like, so like the AFC South,
probably the worst division.
AFC South is kind of like the NFC South. Like they don't like the division leader is like not like it's like the Bucks are the division leaders, but they're not that good. Like
it used to be like the old NFC East.
Exactly, like. There's no one really that good in the team that's making the playoffs has like a barely above
a 500 record right now.
Yeah, they have an under 500 record right now, but
yeah, it's just wild. Yeah, so Titans.
It's just like it's just boring to watch their games.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
all they have is Derrick Henry, so you know.
Yeah,
Ryan can't throw. All right, next we got Bengals and Patriots. I'm gonna go with Bengals here. I know this is probably like a homer pick or whatever. But the Bengals have been looking way too good. I don't even remember the last time they lost a game. Probably the Browns game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they've been just looking amazing. so far, and Ja'Marr Chase came back and has been looking pretty good. So yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with you. Of course, coming from Bengals fan, I'm a little bit biased, yeah. But I think that as good as the Patriots defense is, I think we're still gonna. I think
that's the only like part I'm a little bit worried about. Yeah, but what I'm thinking is their corners are not good enough to keep up.
Yeah, and also their offense can't do anything. I think we're gonna have. I think there's gonna be two turnovers in that game by the Patriots.
By the Patriots, yeah.
Yeah, I think
the Patriots paid the Raiders last week. Oh, the Patriots were the team that had they were trying to keep it out of overtime.
Yes,
and they threw it to the other team and they lost.
Game.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jacoby Myers, what are you doing, bro?
I know, threw it back to his quarterback that was covered. And then he just basically embarrassed.
And he was like 30 yards away. Like it was like.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was a very careless pass, and he had space too. Jacoby Myers had a ton of space too. He could have ran a little bit longer and then thrown it to somebody else.
Yeah, probably. Next we got Giants and Vikings. This looks like a good game in my opinion, but I will have to go with Vikings. I know they had a little bit of scare last week. Well, a lot of bit of a scare and
a lot of
biggest
of scare, yeah.
biggest comeback in NFL history by the Vikings. Amazing. Mm.
Amazing game.
Very wild.
Well, for the second half.
Yeah, second half.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins had negative points in fantasy after halftime, and they ended with 32.
Yeah, it is insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got Vikings too?
Yeah, I have the Vikings too. The Giants just look so much different than they used to be. They started off 5-1. And then since then, they've just not looked good at all. Like, they've just – I think they're not going to make the playoffs, in my opinion. I think that the Lions are going to take their spot in the playoffs.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's interesting to think about because I guess the Commanders do have a better record than them right now, I guess.
I believe so, yes.
I just remember when the Giants only had, like, 2 losses and they were, like, 7-2. Those were the, you know, days when everybody thought that everybody in NFC East was going to make it.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. So I got Vikings at home there. All right, Bills at Bears. Bears, a team that's been looking pretty solid recently, I guess. But Bills have just been looking way too good. So I'm going to go with Bills.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Bills, too. The Bills offense, well, I say this every week, but the Bills offense is, like, just too good.
Yeah. I feel like we all say that every week. And sometimes we're wrong, but, you know, I feel like they'll
Yeah, but I did just look at this. But the Commanders, I don't know why I didn't think of this, but they did lose to the Giants. So.
Yeah. They tied the Giants, too.
Yeah, they tied them in week 13, and then week 15, 2 weeks later, they lost. So they're 7-6-1 right now. And,
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what are the Giants? Are they like?
Here, I'm pretty sure they are.
They are 8-5. Yeah, they're 8-5. So yeah, the Giants are in the playoffs right now.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure. And ending with a 5-loss and 1-tie is really it's good for. I mean,
Giants it's definitely not that bad. Yeah,
and they could probably make the playoffs off of that, honestly. You saw the Eagles make it a couple years ago with, like, 7 losses. So,
yeah.
Yeah. All right, next game we got Commanders at 49ers. I have a feeling where you're going to go with this one.
Well, Commanders at 49ers, that's not even a game. The 49ers are going to – actually, I take that back.
I was going to say. It's still a game.
Honestly?
He's thinking about it.
Yeah, so the 49ers are good, but I feel like every single time the Commanders are in a big game, they show up. Like, they play a lot better than they usually do.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that the 49ers win in a close one, but I think that it's a lot closer of a game than people think.
Well, it's at 49ers,
Either it's a really close game, or, like, the 49ers just pull a Tampa Bay Buccaneers and just beat the crap out of them.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with 49ers here too. I don't think it's gonna be a close one, honestly, because their offense has been looking pretty solid recently or whatever. Their defense has been looking solid, but the 49ers are just too stacked. They just have too much firepower, you know, on offense and defense. They're the best defense in the league, one of the best offenses in the league. You know, it's going to be hard to stop them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, the only team that has stopped them since the CMC trade was the Chiefs. So,
yeah.
All right, next game. Big game for the Eagles here. Eagles at Cowboys, not playing with Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, this is going to be a tough one. I actually have the Cowboys in this game because I think the Cowboys really want this win coming off of that extremely, like, kind of, like, that's a sad loss.
The Eagles sent Doug Peterson cheesecake because of that.
Exactly. Like... Like, yeah, I think that the Cowboys are going to be frustrated from that last game, and I think they're going to beat the Eagles, especially without Jalen Hurts.
Eagles didn't win this game. I don't really – Gardner Minshew is a great – he's probably the best backup in the league, honestly. Like, okay. I knew you wouldn't take that seriously, but I saw the Eagles.
Gardner Minshew, you think is the best backup quarterback in the league? That's like coming from a Bengals fan saying that Brandon Allen is the best backup quarterback, bro.
Gardner Minshew started for two seasons.
And how did this team do?
They won six games.
Six games?
Yes. As a out backup, of how many? That's pretty solid.
Out of how many?
Out of how many?
Yeah, out of how many games? He won six out of how many?
Like...
16.
Yeah, 16, yeah.
So.
Who do you think is the best backup in the league then, Jack?
Jacoby Brissett.
Okay. All right.
There are others, but.
All right, fine. Eagles are going to win this game, and then if the Eagles win this game, you have to say that Gardner Minshew is the best backup in the league.
Okay. All right. Well, what if it's not. No, here, but look, listen. If he does nothing and it's like a running game, that does not matter. That does not
count. Okay, if he plays good and he passes for...
I will say he's the best quarterback in the league if he throws for over 200 yards and two touchdowns.
Best quarterback in the league? Okay, all right.
No, I mean, not best. I mean, best backup quarterback.
No. You said quarterback.
No, I did not. Jalen Hurts.
All right. Yeah. I'm a little bit nervous, though. I do honestly think that the Cowboys might win this game, but I feel like the Eagles are mad after what Micah Parsons said, like, 2 weeks ago or whatever. So,
I don't really know why y'all are nervous, though, because y'all already have a playoff berth, so.
Yeah, we pretty much guarantee the one seed. I mean.
Well, I wouldn't say that yet, because
I'm pretty sure, like, three according to, like, the stats, if we win this game, we clinch the one seed.
Yeah. Oh yeah, if you guys win this game, I would say you guys clinched the one seed.
I don't know the math or whatever, but I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Okay, we spent a lot of time on that game. All right. Yeah. Raiders at Steelers. Two teams that just I'm not gonna watch this game. I don't really care for it. I'm gonna have to go with Raiders though.
I'm gonna go with the Raiders too. I think they're the best worst team, honestly.
Yeah. Because the Raiders should be good.
They have a losing record. Not. Like besides like the Jaguars, like one of those teams, like the Raiders are 6-8, correct?
Something like that, yeah. Because you corrected me the other week about when I said they had three.
Yeah,
three
they are 6-8. Okay, that's what I thought.
6-8.
And they're like the best worst team, I think. Yeah. Them and the Jaguars.
Yeah, they might finish the season 500, which is actually wild. But yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think
the Steelers
that...
just don't look good enough to win this game.
Yeah, Kenny Pickett's just something.
Too raw. Mm-hmm. All right, so yeah, I got raised there. Next game, Packers Dolphins, the beginning of the Christmas Day games. Packers Dolphins. I have Dolphins here. I mean, it's at Dolphins too, so.
Yeah, I have Dolphins. I think they're gonna. Yeah, let's keep this short and sweet. I think the Dolphins are going to win. Yeah, Dolphins are better.
And their defense have been looking better after that Bradley Chubb trade. So, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Continuing the Christmas game games. Christmas Day games. We got Broncos at Rams. I got Rams here, even though Cooper Kupp isn't playing. I mean, I know I'm not saying that they're going to win just because they have Baker Mayfield or whatever, but I do think that the Rams will just beat them. Their defense is too good.
Yeah, I agree. I have the Rams.
The Broncos are just so disappointing. They're probably, like, trying to lose now, I think. Yeah. Wow, this is week 16. I feel like this season has flown by, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's wild. Okay, all right. Buccaneers at Cardinals. Interesting game here. The matchups are not great this week, honestly. There's a couple games that are good.
I think I'm gonna pick the Bucks this game because
yeah, same.
The coach for the Cardinals, his relationship is just growing apart from Kyler Murray. I heard, and like
they need to fire him after this season.
Yes, they do need to fire him after this year, even though they signed a contract for him.
Yeah, yeah.
But they still need to fire him. Just it's just not working. I think that the Bucks are gonna win, coming off of an extremely embarrassing loss by Cincinnati Bengals, but.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. I mean, they were up.
They were up 17-3 at the half.
Yeah, 17-3. And the Bengals came back. Yeah. Yeah, I got Bucks here too, honestly. Cardinals have just not been looking good. All right, last game. This is on, what is that called? December 26th. Is there like a day for that day? I don't know. Day after your Christmas. So. Yeah. Chargers and Colts. Chargers at Colts. I'm going to have to go with Chargers here.
Yeah, Colts, I think the Chargers
literally blew the biggest lead ever in a game. So,
yeah, I agree with you there.
Yeah. Chargers. And they won last week, too. The Chargers, who they beat? They beat. They beat the Titans. All right, there we go. Yeah, I got Chargers.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Is that the last game?
Yeah, it is. All right. You want to go on to who we think is going to make the playoffs, AFC and NFC?
Yeah, here, let's start with the AFC. Because it's kind of, you know, clearly the better conference, you know.
Yeah, hold on, let me pull this up quick. All right, so one seed, honestly. I'm going to say... I'm going to say Bills. I think Bills are going to be the one seed.
Yeah, I think that the
Bills because they have the edge over the Chiefs because they beat the Chiefs, so.
Yeah, and because the Chiefs also have had, like, close losses to the Broncos and the Titans. I'm not Titans, Texans.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then two seed will have to go Chiefs then.
Then I think three seed will be the – Bengals, and then fourth seed will be the Jaguars.
Yeah, I'll say Jags, because they probably have a better schedule than the Titans do. Titans probably have a harder schedule.
Yeah.
CBS is Titans winning
five
that division.
Five seed. I'm gonna go with. This is hard.
Yeah. I think Dolphins.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Dolphins. Six seed. What about the six seed?
It's either like Ravens or Chargers.
I'm gonna go with the Chargers, and then the seven over seed Ravens. Ravens. Yeah, I'm gonna put Chargers over Ravens.
Actually, yeah, because I feel like if Lamar's out for like even next week too, then
yeah,
seven seed. I don't know if there's anybody else, though. It's, like, so top-heavy, and then, like, once you're not there.
I know. Then
who else could be in there, though? Like, the Jets, but no, they just lost, so they're probably
not. No, the Jets won't make it. I mean.
Oh, the Titans, though? Like.
Maybe. There's only eight spots, or is there seven spots?
There's seven spots.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So, we got the Ravens after the Chargers, I think.
Yeah, that's what I have to think, too. Yeah. Because I don't think Titans, if they have, like, a 500 record, I don't think they'll be able to make it into the playoffs.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, that's mine. So, it's Bills, Chiefs, Bengals, Jaguars, Dolphins, Chargers, Ravens. Yeah.
Okay, so, NFC. So, top seed is going to be
Eagles.
Eagles, second seed, Vikings, third seed.
49ers.
Yeah, third seed, 49ers.
Fourth seed, honestly. Let me see what the Bucks record is real quick.
Oh,
I might pick Falcons.
I don't know.
Falcons record is 5-9. Worse than I thought.
The Bucks are 6-8. And they beat the Falcons. So
okay, no. I have to go with Bucks then, yeah.
Yeah, and the Bucks are playing them again on the January 8th. So
then that means that the Bucks will be able to play the Cowboys. And honestly, I'm not going to bet on that game because I'm not betting against Tom Brady, so in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Okay.
So of course we got Eagles, and then third seed was the 49ers, fourth seed's Bucks. Okay, fifth seed is Cowboys.
Cowboys, yeah.
Sixth seed is.
They say honestly, Giants on here. Yeah.
I don't know. Hang on.
So hold on. Let me tell you the Giants' schedule remaining.
I know the Giants' remaining schedule is the Vikings, the Colts, and the Eagles.
And the Eagles. So they're probably going to lose to the Vikings.
They're probably going to lose to the Vikings and the Eagles. So
they will end the season
9-7-1. 9-7-1.
Okay. And do you have the Lions' schedule pulled up?
No, I have the Commanders' schedule up, and they have the 49ers, the Browns, and the Cowboys. And I think they're going to lose two out of three of those, too. So I think the Giants might make it.
Giants over them. Let me check Lions and then check Seattle's.
Yeah, that's what I was going to check Seattle's as well.
So the Lions, they play Panthers. They play Panthers, honestly, Bears, and Packers.
Honestly, the Seahawks might make it because they're playing the Giants, the Rams, and the Chiefs. So they're going to lose against the Chiefs, but they might win against the Jets and the Rams. So they'll finish 9-8.
Yeah.
And that's just above 500. And that's
so
better.
9-8. The Giants would be 9-7-1. Seahawks 9-8. You have the Commanders below that, I think 8-something. And then Lions, they play Panthers, Bears, and Packers.
I think they'll win all three of those games.
Yeah, I think they win all three of those games. And they are currently, what's their record currently?
7-7. So they'll be 10-7.
10-7. So I have Lions at 6 seed and Giants at 7 seed.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Okay, you want to go through matchups real quick, though? Or do you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so like the Vikings will be playing the, who did I say? The Giants. Vikings will be playing the Giants. The 49ers would be playing the Lions. And the Bucks will be playing the Cowboys.
So the Cowboys would beat the Bucks.
Cowboys beat Bucks, yes, I think. Even though Tom Brady. So that means, Vikings beat Giants, I think. And then 49ers would beat whoever that was there. The Lions.
I want the Lions to beat the 49ers. They play them so bad.
Yeah, I want the Lions to, like, I would say, like, if the Eagles weren't in the playoffs, I want them to win. But they're probably going to lose, honestly. And then the Eagles would play the Cowboys. The Vikings would play 49ers, I think. Yeah, that's how that works.
That would be a great game.
Yeah, I think I'd have Vikings in that game, and then I'd have Eagles.
Yeah.
And then I have Eagles going to the Super Bowl.
Okay, so let's see about the AFC. So
So,
two seed is Chiefs against...
Chiefs would play... Who would I say?
It would be seven seed.
Yeah,
the Ravens. Chiefs-Ravens, Chiefs would beat them, but... Three seeds, Bengals. They would play.
Who do we say?
Chargers.
Yes.
They beat them.
Yeah.
Four seed Jaguars against the five seed Dolphins. Honestly, so, I'd have the Dolphins here in a close one. Yeah.
So Chiefs beat. I forget Ravens. Chiefs beat Ravens.
Yeah, it would be Chiefs, Dolphins, and then.
Chiefs, Dolphins. Yeah. No.
No, Bengals, Dolphins. and Chiefs.
No, Bills Dolphins.
Oh yeah, Bills Dolphins, and then Chiefs.
Play Bengals. It. Wait a minute.
Wait, I did it wrong.
I'm so confused.
I know, I'm getting confused. I need to have it like laid out in front of me.
Bills play Dolphins, and Chiefs play Bengals. And I've had Bengals winning that game.
Yeah, I hope. And then I have, of course, the Bills winning against the Dolphins. Honestly, I think I have the Bengals.
That's going a tough game.
I honestly think that I think that Buffalo is going to play really bad in that game. I think we're going to beat them. I don't know.
I want the Bengals to win so bad if that scenario happens, but I think I'm going to have to go with Bills, honestly.
Yeah.
And then who do you have winning Super Bowl, though?
So
that would be so tough for me, though.
Bills, Eagles, I think it's going to be Bills. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But really? Okay.
I think.
If the Eagles and the Bengals made the Super Bowl, I would not know who to cheer for.
Honestly, well, I know who I would cheer for.
Yeah, you're cheering for the Bengals, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of both teams. Really I'm going to sit in the middle of the – I'm sit in the middle of the TV, middle of the couch, wearing a Bengals hat. Or, no, my Bengals shirt and an Eagles hat. I'd buy an Eagles hat. And then I just watch. I'd just be like a bystander. That'd be such a tough game for me to watch. And I'd be happy either way, so.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'd probably want the Bengals to win because they haven't won a Super Bowl before.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, I think that's it for this episode, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for watching.
Yeah, thanks for watching.
Happy holidays.
Yep. Have a Merry Christmas if that's what you celebrate. If you don't, have a happy holidays. And next episode, I might be in Kentucky. I might be with Jack, so we won't have to do it over the recording device. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, see you later. Thank you for watching. See ya.
See ya.